So where are we in the counting of ballots cast in the election, a story that changes every hour? Well, judges in Georgia and Michigan have tossed out lawsuits filed by the Trump campaign over the counting, but the campaign did get more access to watch ballot counting in Philadelphia, and officials continue to count in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Nevada, North Carolina, and Georgia. According to AP projections, which NPR follows, Joe Biden needs to win just six more electoral votes to reach the number of 270, which clinches a win. President Trump would need 56 more electoral votes, but he still has a path to victory. Domenico Montanaro is NPR senior political editor and correspondent. And Domenico, what are you watching right now?
Well, you know, we're still watching some of the vote tally in Pennsylvania and Georgia in particular, and watching how they move. Right now, Pennsylvania, since, in the last hour or so, Joe Biden's picked up about another 3,000 votes. That's expected to go higher than that. President Trump is still ahead by about 111,000 votes overall. But as more votes are tallied in Philadelphia, in the center city, and in some of those collar counties, the Biden campaign feels they will be comfortably in the lead when all votes are counted. Of course, the Associated Press has not called that state one way or another at this point. Georgia, we're seeing the totals there really very, very tight. Just 13,000 votes separate President Trump and Joe Biden, with President Trump in the lead with almost 5 million votes cast there. That is expected to also continue to narrow. There's only about under 50,000 votes remaining there total, but Biden has been getting a pretty large clip of that. So you expect that that's going to go within 10,000 votes or so as well. And, you know, Nevada, we just got some updates from the Clark County Registrar there, and they don't expect to be fully counted with all of their mail-in ballots until Saturday or Sunday. So this is going to go on a little bit, and they can get ballots that have been postmarked by Election Day that come into their office. They can still count by the 10th, and they have to count them in total. Everything has to be counted a week from now on the 12th. So very small margin there, with Biden ahead by just about 11,400 votes.
Right. And that's where a lot of Democrats are looking, because, again, as we said, he has, according to the AP, an electoral number of 264. Nevada has six electoral members, and that would put Biden at 270. But the reason that Biden is, according to the AP, at 264 is because the AP is, as we said, counting Arizona. Fox News is also called Arizona for Biden. You know, CNN is still back at, I think, 253, because they are not yet. And we know nothing's in stone. Votes are still being counted in Arizona. So,
that's right.
Yeah, when do we get more information on Arizona? Yeah.
And there are 11 electoral votes there. About 88% of the vote is in. We're not likely to get more results until later tonight that, you know, could push things one way or another, secure the AP's call, or to move the other networks to making a call. Or if more vote comes in, which the Trump campaign is hopeful about, that are from Republican areas, that could help the Trump campaign, although there is still some Democratic vote out in a county like Pima, where Tucson is, that could be helpful to Biden. So we just don't know yet. People are going to have patience. A lot of these are close races. We don't know how they're going to wind up. Frankly, Pennsylvania looks like they're going to be able to count more of their votes more quickly than some of these other places. And we may see the margin shift toward Joe Biden, like we saw in Michigan and Wisconsin, perhaps by the end of the day.
And yet, I want to be clear, you just said it, but you know, these states, as they come through, they're like stepping stones that a candidate can hop on across a river or something. You know, what might President Trump's path be? I mean, Arizona maybe will go back in his column, who knows, but what is his path?
Well, President Trump's path is to make sure that Georgia and North Carolina, which, by the way, North Carolina, we're not going to find out final votes until Friday, that those come through for him, and that he wins Pennsylvania, and he's going to need one other state. And that means going through the courts, hoping in Nevada or Michigan that something will change.
Yeah. Domenico Montanaro, NPR senior political editor and correspondent, watching this story as it changes, as we said, by hour over the course of the day. Domenico, thank you.
Keep calm.